enjoyment. Our human body is made of senses, which have the capacity to enjoy and give pleasure to the mind of the owner of the body. So are we supposed to spiritualize all types of enjoyment? The answer is not exactly like that. But the idea of spiritual life is we should give up the idea or the practice or concept of independent enjoyment. If we enjoy independently of Krishna, then that's what binds us to the material world, because we assume the position of Ishvara and Bhoktaram and Ishvaram, of the enjoyer and the controller and the master. And that means we become God. So we should always be dependent, always be a servant and dependent on God, and accept whatever he gives us as mercy. There are two ways to enjoy: independently as a non-devotee materialistic person, or by being dependent enjoyment, by giving pleasure to Krishna and his devotees. Hari Guru Vaishnava Seva. Seva is bliss. Materialist person says exploiting people, enjoying people, enjoying the world, enjoying my senses, exploiting the world, exploiting people, using people, abusing people, abusing my senses, abusing this world, this is enjoyment. But the devotee has an opposite conception that seva, serving other people, making other people happy, making Krishna happy primarily, and devotees happy and guru happy. That's just, by making others happy, I become blissful. But the materialist thinks, if I make myself happy, I'm blissful, even at the expense of others. So devotees are dependent enjoyers. If Krishna's enjoying, the devotee depends on, the devotee enjoys by helping Krishna enjoy. So the devotee's enjoyment depends on Krishna's pleasure, or Hari's pleasure, or Guru's pleasure, Vaishnava's pleasure. Devotees are not interested in enjoying independently. The goal of a devotee is to do seva, and their pleasure comes from seva. Seva is bliss. We don't sit down and eat a pizza and ice cream and enjoy it independently by ourselves. First we offer it, we prepare it with devotion and love, and offer it to Krishna first with tulsi leaves. Then we offer it to Radharani and all the devotees. Then we take his remnants, it's called Mahaprasad. So the difference between a materialistic enjoyer and a spiritual enjoyer, or a devotee enjoyer, is a level and type of consciousness, the attitude, the mentality, the bhav. So the practice of bhakti sadhana, hearing, chanting, remembering Krishna, worshipping Krishna, serving Vaishnava, serving Guru, serving Hari. The purpose of it all, the path of bhakti bhajan, means to change our bhav from calm bhav to seva bhav. Calm bhav means I'm the enjoyer, let me enjoy. Desire, I have so many desires to enjoy. To seva bhav, to pleasing others. But the idea of enjoyment, physical, material, sense enjoyment, is a very deep samskara. It is our very life and soul. Every minute of every day, we're trying to enjoy sights and sounds, taste and sensations, touch sensations, taste sensations, visual sensation, forms and visual colors and sound and music and other things. Our whole existence is based on enjoying. If we didn't have this basic samskara, we wouldn't be in the material world. Unless we give up this idea of independent enjoyment, we will even use bhakti for our own pleasure. The mind is naturally, it's material, and naturally thinks of material pleasure because it doesn't know anything else. The mind cannot even conceive of performing an action without obtaining some material benefit. What do I get out of it? What's in it for me? What's my kickback? What's my commission? What would I get, some abrasada? What do you give me if I do this? So to destroy this mentality, one needs education in bhakti and training in bhakti sadhana. Jai Radhe Shyam. I am a servant of Krishna. Jivara Sarupaya Krishna Nityadas. Bhaktaram Yagatapasam Sarvalokamaheshwam. Sridham Sarvadehanam. What is it? 529 Gita. Seva is bliss. Hari Seva, Guru Seva, Vaishnava Seva. Give up independent enjoyment. You first, me second. Are you happy? If you're happy, I'm happy.